This is Mo Nice from the Insomniacs.
This is Tony Breedlove with Hot Topic Talk Radio.
This is Juwanza Aminu.
This is Deja Patrick. You now listen to the two, but the truth is not going to be in you.
Some of it you're going to like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
More like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, this is the truth. Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's been a wild and wacky NFL weekend. I hope everybody's had a great weekend. And we here to get on down. I'm Ray.
Get on down.
What's the matter? We ain't here for that.
Get on down. Man. And I'm Devon. Let's just go straight to that. I'm Devon. How y'all doing?
Yeah, we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call. It's 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up for our questions. Hit us up with your questions or comments. At wewanttruth@att.net, and truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And the chat room is up and running, and anybody can walk right in, make themselves at home, and start making comments.
My man, get on down.
Get on down.
Nah, man, that didn't.
That didn't work
for you? Yeah, because when you say wacky, that just.
Wacky news.
Yeah, it took me back to wacky news. I need you to get on down and wacky out of there.
We ready to get turned up. How about that?
Hey, all right. Turned down for what?
Right.
No, I'm just playing. I don't like that either.
Yeah, I don't like
it either. It's 2014. You can't be saying certain words no more. Like, turned down for what and about that life. Certain words just need to.
Yeah, I ain't about that life.
Yeah. What life?
I kind of just. Speaking English is just not in fashion. Now you gotta.
I mean, it's English. It's just broken English.
Yeah, it's
just bad. It's not the Queen though.
Oh, the Queen been shot. They shot the Queen long time ago.
I can figure that. I mean, it was bound to happen.
Yeah. So, how was your weekend?
Weekend was pretty good, man. The week was cool. Had it like I said.
Real quick. Let's sum up our week. This time last week, we had temperatures that were 50 below zero.
Mm-hmm.
We had a blizzard, ice age. By the end of the week, we had rain and 40-degree temperatures.
And the rain melted all the snow.
Almost.
Yeah, but no, the week.
In 1 week.
Yeah.
We got like 22 inches of snow.
Yeah.
And now we're down to like an inch.
And below freezing temperatures.
Yeah.
Well below freezing temperatures. And now we're down to, I can actually go out there, take a hard stomp and clear a sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's life. I'm liking that.
Like life in the shy.
Yeah. I mean, you get used to it, man. I'm thinking of moving, though, but whatever.
Yeah, that's gonna be hard to do a show from Saskatchewan.
Whatever. We can get there.
So how was your weekend?
My weekend was cool, man. I enjoyed myself. I celebrated my grandma's birthday, and that was pretty cool. Except, man, I goes to the restaurant. I don't know if we supposed to be, but I goes to the restaurant. Now, me, myself,
mm-hmm.
If you go into a nice restaurant, yes, you expect to pay a certain amount of money. You go to places like Signature Room, places like that, yes, you're going to pay a grip. I'm not expecting to go to Dusty's, the buffet, and pay a grip.
Like, for greasy chicken.
Dude.
I don't go
greasy.
To Dusty's. It's greasy chicken sitting in grease that's been there for a couple of days.
Before we do that, this portion of Two Brothers.
No.
To you by Dusty.
By Dusty.
Dusty's dirty grease. Get some. No, but.
Soul food.
Yeah.
The soles of your shoes.
Dude, first off, the food's not even tasty. Then it's not like they have a plethora of choices.
He said plethora, too.
Yes, I did.
And used it correctly.
Yeah, that's how, you know.
Before somebody say, yeah, they was talking about
eating.
That I had plethora can't cancer, and they talking about cutting it out.
Nah, it's in my side somewhere. Where's mama? Where's your plethora at?
They up told, on my side.
Yeah, I knew something's been hurting by my
next
pain.
To my gallbladder.
But I goes in there. First off, we only went there because grandma likes to eat at Dusty's. Yeah. I don't get it.
It's
not
old people
thing.
Think it's great.
I don't understand that. That's the weirdest place to eat to me, right? So we go there. Now, I come a little late, you know, got the kids or whatever. And bam, they hit me with the total. Two people. I paid two adults, $43.78.
Like it's real.
Like it's real.
And you know what's crazy? Now, this is what's crazy. You know, me and you went to lunch Saturday.
Yeah.
Me and you had nice steak
yeah,
dinner.
Oh, man, that steak
off
was
the chain.
Bad.
Nice place. Everybody, yeah, it's called Rock Bottom. Nice.
Boy,
microbrewery.
Park.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's $10 more than what you spent.
That's crazy.
Homestyle greasy buffet.
The ambiance of the Rock Bottom, everything was cool, man. It was real chill, nice. I liked the way the dude brought the steak. No. Let me show you how you smother your. Do your job, sir. I like.
Yeah. When you asked for the extra gravy, shit came out.
Yeah. Made sure it was no pork on my fork. All that was cool. Nah, not at Dusty's. Where's your plate? Here's your spoon gatter. Go on, get over there.
Hurry up.
Then they give you actual, now, the cake, right? Grandmama said, hey, I want a cake, whatever, right? Blah, blah. She don't get the cake. No, you got to go over there and get a little slice, and they wraps it in the clear plastic
that
right
they,
here.
Like, we're running out of cake. Run down to the Walgreens
and
get some more cake.
Get a block of cake.
At the Walgreens. Don't go to that Dominick's. It's too high.
Though they're closing those.
Yeah.
But whatever. So, and then, you know, I just, the thing was bad. But after that, I went and saw the new Paranormal. Great to me. One of the best ones they did. And it's not like
really?
That's hard to do because
well, after
one,
the
and
last
two,
one.
One and two were good. Three was nice. Four was horrible.
Yes.
And the last
yes. one. One and two was good. I actually liked three more than I liked two. Because really? It was a throwback.
Yeah.
I like that. And they had a couple of that. Look, the one with the babysitter and the blanket.
Yeah,
that was
that
nice.
Was,
they had a
yeah.
couple of nice ones.
Yeah. But see, that's what I'm saying. The way – I don't know if – I'm guessing somebody else had to grab four and say, let us handle this. And they
y'all
saw,
sit down. The studio, sit down. We got this.
Right. Because the way you said throwback is exactly – I don't want to give this movie away, but – the way that they did this last one ties into the first one.
I will check it out because you said that.
It
was not on my list of things to do.
And I know. But you have to, again, people, you have to know how the first one ended to understand this one. That's all I'm going to say.
The movie version, not the alternate version on your DVD.
Not your bootleg version either. Because my people was coming back like, y'all like that ending? Yeah, because I went to the movie. And saw the actual movie ending versus y'all seeing she just ran upstairs. No.
And said, that's all, folks.
Right. And then went into the three-ring circle.
Right.
That's multiple colors of red.
Right.
No. But, yeah, all in all, man, had a great – that again, great movie. I would recommend that everybody go see that. If you're a Paranormal fan, you'll like this one. And I'm sorry for four.
We're overdue for matter of fact, we're gonna put together a nice one with some black filmmakers. That's coming up during Black History Month too. We're gonna put that together.
Yeah, speaking of that, man, we posted something. I just had to say this real quick before because we're running through a lot of stuff. But we posted something in our Terrible Truth. If you guys go on our Facebook page, please go. Like us and get into our Terrible Truth group. You can find all of the stories that we do there. I posted something in there. Well, Truth Brothers posted something in there. It's called Freedom to Twerk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's this thing up in Detroit, Michigan.
Here
we go.
Where
these people got a picture of Martin Luther King. Dude, it's like you literally have to see this picture. It's one of the worst things. Like, we've done one where a dude had Martin Luther King holding a fist full of hundreds with a stripper in his lap.
Right.
And y'all are just killing it. Can't they get something for using that man's face?
Don't you just have some respect
for the
who
man?
Who do you have reverence for? There's people who respect Waka Flocka more than they respect Martin Luther King.
That's amazing
to me.
Martin Luther King's Feet of the Twerk poster draws angry fire from thousands, not millions, because
that's amplified hundreds.
Let's get inside DJ's B-Day.
I'd like to tell about my week.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay.
No, go ahead. I thought you had told your week here.
No.
That's King on the right.
King. Look at the hole. King, he's got a fat gold chain.
And as you can see, and he is chucking the deuces.
I'm all about them hoes, y'all.
He's throwing up West Side on the 101.
Wow, I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm done. Anyway,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
My weekend was cool too. We got a lot of work done. We found some home for the motorcycles. We got a lot of stuff going, and I went to see a movie as well. I went to go see Wolf of Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm recommending this movie, and not for the same reasons you're recommending Paranormal.
Right.
But I'm trying to tell y'all right now, go see Wolf of Wall Street. They're breaking serious code in this movie.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely going
to. They're trying to put you up on game and how they're duping you with your 401k and the games they play with your money. Take the time out to check it out. Don't worry. It's very entertaining.
Jonah Hill gets you rolling.
No, Jonah Hill, dude. Martin Scorsese has a way of bringing out talent, and he took Jonah Hill and took him to another level, dude.
Yeah.
He really did. That dude really put in some work. I was impressed.
Okay.
I was impressed. At one point you're gonna believe. I can't believe I'm watching a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and Jonah Hill.
No,
and it's working perfectly.
I knew Jonah was gonna do something in life, man.
He's not a slut.
Nah, cause dude, the watch had me like, okay, the kid can do.
I
something.
I didn't see that. I
you
heard
didn't
it
see
was
the
good.
Watch?
Yeah, I heard
oh,
it was
man.
Good.
And that, and another movie, real quick, if you want another laugh, Anchorman 2. Go ahead, check it out.
I got you.
Yeah, but that's it.
Okay, now go ahead and to you.
DJ's B Days. Y'all bear with me. Lovely Tia celebrating the birthday. Rock Butel celebrated birthday. Kevin McNair, Marcella Eubanks, Jerry Barnes, Raymond Medlock, Valencia Young, Antoinette Pendleton, Kiala Bocum Pierre. We know her as Bo back at the school.
All right.
Yeah, she's cool people. Really nice drawer, too. She was good on the anime. Not the porn, the regular.
Right.
Yeah, the regular anime type stuff. That go-go
magic.
Here
you
magic
go,
dragon
right.
Stuff, yeah. Trudy Holmes, Patricia Smith, Nina Simone.
I'm sorry.
Marquita Hodges, all them celebrated birthdays. But also, my grandmother, like I said, celebrated her 70th birthday. Happy birthday to her. And my great-grandmother, who is turned 92 tomorrow. So, she was there, and she's up and kicking. So,
that's right.
Yeah, and real quick, Michelle Obama, she's going to have a birthday this week. And,
right, and I also want to give another happy birthday out to my mom. My mom's birthday was Friday, and I want to say happy birthday. We managed to send her a real nice gift. She fell in love with it.
Okay.
That just makes it better when you know that you got it right.
And did what you get?
I don't want to say.
There you go. Yeah. Don't do that. And for my shout-outs, we got Corey Patterson. Got to shout out my boy, man. It's funny, dude. Amir and Imani, my boys, hope y'all listening. To my friend, my best friend, Mookie, what's up, girl? How you feeling? Lawrence Gage, got to shout him out. Joe Gully, Carl Menefee, Theo Brooks, Minister Zen Uru, got to shout him out.
Yes, sir. He's coming back, y'all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Temple of Hip Hop.
Can't wait for that. Johnny and Vanessa, got to say congrats on their new home out here in University Park. Got a nice new house. Real, real big. Mia Hawkins, got to shout her out. To comedian B. Cole, got to shout my boy out, man. He did a righteous for me. And we're going to – something's in the work. We'll get to that in a later date. Got to shout my boy Casey Jacobs out. Went to college with this dude. I know he's listening. I don't want to give his real name out because he'll probably get mad and the feds is watching. and got to shout my boy Kyrie, Justin, and Carl out, man. Y'all doing it over there. Hey, man.
Nice. And another big shout out to our girl, La Crush Heart.
Yes.
Out there. She's going to be doing an episode with us in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Y'all want to check that out because y'all know she's off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make some tremors. We're going to make Blog Talk nervous on that one.
Yeah. Because I'm nervous when she gets on here. I'm nervous on what she's going
to
say.
Yeah, when I listen to it, she'd be like, well, why don't you call in? No,
nah,
my
man.
Mom might be listening to me. No.
I can't tell her how I like a butterfly cut. I don't want you. Yeah, I like Will Jobs. I sure do. See, you can't tell that on the radio. And then we're going to have my friend. Hopefully she'll be able to come in and do the show with us too. So,
right.
But definitely that's going to be a show to do.
Cool. So we done ran a little long, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and go into a break. When we come back, we're jumping right into the Terrible Truth, Truth Brothers Radio.
Yeah.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey yo, my silent moments, loud as the crack of thunder. My hunger like the crocodile that attacks the hunter. It ain't commercial or underground, it's true. Call a skill, call a game, call a glow, call my name. Like the lure, all the veins, scream it like you want a pain. Treat it like a drug, all up in your vein. Yeah. We make the square dance.
What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thanking you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth. We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. See you soon.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Freedom of jail, clips inserted. A baby's being born, same time a man is murdered. The beginning and end. As far as rap go, it's only natural. I explain my plateau and also what defines my name. Yeah, long live the idols, may they never be your rivals. Pop was like Jesus, Nas wrote the Bible. Now what you're about to hear is a tale of glory and sin. No, I beat my mentor and I let the story begin. I used to print out Nas raps and tape them up on my wall. My niggas thought they was words, but it was pictures I saw. Cause since I wanted to draw, I used to read them in awe. Then he dropped Steelmatic, rocked the cleaner for low. Fast forward, who'd have thought that I would meet him on tour? I'm earning stripes now, nigga, got Adidas galore. Backstage, I took it.
This is the Terrible Truth. With your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark with The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Juice is brought to you by that stage play, Mama Saw Jesus in the Toaster. Brought to you by 3/5 Bank, the bank for colors.
Now with backdoor entry.
There you go.
And Conrad Murray sleeping pills. Sleep like a king.
Half a man. 3/5 of a man, something like that. Anyway.
Yes.
Robber who broke into hair salon is beaten by its black belt owner and kept a sex slave for 3 days, fed only Viagra.
That's right. That's right. You want to break into something, you're going to break into this. Yeah.
Biggie. Ooh-wee. I don't know.
Yes, sir.
A Russian man who tried to rob a hair salon ended up as a victim when the female shop owner overpowered him, tied him up naked, and then used him as a sex slave for 3 days. Victor.
Hell of a punishment. Hell of a punishment.
Victor Jansinski, 32, admitted to police that he had gone to the salon in Russia with the intention of robbing it.
For his ruble. I come looking for rubles.
Olga Zanjak, 28, allegedly held 32-year-old would-be robber Victor Jankowski captive for 3 days in the back room of her hair salon, feeding him Viagra and having sex a couple of times.
More than a couple.
But the tables were turned dramatically when he found himself overcome by the owner, Olga, again, who happened to be a black belt in karate. She allegedly floored the robber with a single kick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's it like to go back in the road? We going to tie you.
Time up, boy.
I got this. Yeah. Hand me the Viagra.
Put it in his chicken. You want out? You want out?
I need the safe word.
Only one way out.
He gave him the safe word. Rubus Gungungan. Then in a scene of reminiscent of Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction, police say Zolga dragged the semi-conscious Jankowski to the back room of the salon, tied him up with a hairdryer cable. She allegedly stripped him naked and for the next 3 days used him as a sex slave to quote-unquote teach him a lesson.
I came looking for man's butt.
Force feeding him Viagra to keep the lesson going.
That's right. You're going to learn. You're going to learn today.
I don't want to hear you tired and sorry. I don't want to hear. The would-be robber was eventually released when Zanjak said he had learned his lesson.
I've learned. Please.
Let that broom out my ass. Please.
Please.
It only hurts when you twist it. He went straight to the police and told them of his back room.
Let me tell you what I've done, sir. Committed a crime. No need to lock me up.
I've learned. Look how red it is back there. Of his backroom ordeal, saying that he had been held hostage, handcuffed, naked to a radiator, and fed nothing but Viagra. Okay. When police arrived to question the woman, she said, "What a bastard!"
Yes, I did. Did I report a crime? No, he didn't break in. He came in willingly.
Yes, what a bastard. Yes, we had sex a couple times, but I brought him new jeans and gave him food and even gave him 1,000 rubles when he left.
Which is more than he had. You want these rubles? Oh, you're going to earn these rubles.
You're going to eat the Jankowski. Face first, don't say nothing.
Clean your plate.
No,
you're not done.
No, Victor. There's syrup left.
Yep, he broke into that place looking for a holdout.
No, but got that hootenanny.
Got a hootenanny.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, we got a caller. 347, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Bro, it's La Crush Hart.
Hey, what's up?
How are y'all doing?
Got any rubles on?
No, I was just calling to say hey.
Oh, hey.
Tuned in. I'm innocent, people. Don't let them lie to you. I'm innocent.
Just heard the Crush Radio. Let me tell you what you're in for. You gotta listen to her show too. So let's just get that out.
With a lot of baby oil.
A lot of baby oil and naked. Or flipping your switch. Whichever one does, you're right.
Junk Out Radio.
Junk Out Radio.
I don't know what y'all talking about. Everything is PG-17 in my neck of the woods.
There's been a lot of bad movies. Project X. PG-17.
There you go.
Project one. But I was just calling to say, hey, I'm tuned in, listening to y'all, check y'all out.
Thanks.
All right.
Don't you dare let that baby oil go. I've heard of it a few times.
Yeah, that's what made him want to break into the stove.
Yeah, coming.
Went bad, didn't it?
Yeah,
real
you
bad.
Wasn't expecting that kick, boy.
And he probably got all he seen her in the store and probably puffed his chest out.
Yeah,
get down on the floor.
Yeah,
get down on the floor.
All I want is the rubles. That's it. He probably gave him a sweep kick and one to the face quick. And then said Mortal Kombat jumped up and kicked him.
She said it. She said
Mortal Kombat. And Liu Kang kicked him through the chest.
Oh.
I bet it hurt, too.
That, say my man said Mortal Kombat.
And went kick. Then said finish him. Then that's when she just tied him up, gave Viagra, and boned him silly.
Boned him, yeah.
I can't say the other words. I was, hey, but if you had to get a, if you had to get a repercussion for your crime,
say if you gotta pay,
if you gotta pay, hey, long as she ain't talking about chopping it off, I'm there. I have no problems with that. Hey, you know what? I've done a bad. That's what you. I've done a bad.
After. When you woke up.
Get off me. Wait. What are you doing with those cables? Stop pulling that. Okay. Why is she crushed? Okay. Take your finger out of there. Don't grab that man. Okay, you're right. Okay.
I'll take the pill.
Please.
He's whooping his.
Okay. Why are you putting your toes in there? Oh. Are we done? I don't know about you, but I can't.
Say, he was good for the first half of the day, and then he figured that, okay, she's had enough. Can you untie me? I got to go home. I got work in the morning.
Nah, you work at the... Dude, I was finna,
you working now.
You working in the panty factory today, boy. Move my thongs to the side.
Oh, she didn't dare. She just, nope, nope. Here. Here. Now eat your dinner. Chocolate souffle.
Full with Viagra plus salt. She sprinkled Viagra on that like
dumb.
It was salt. Yeah. Oh, you happy? No, I'm not. I swear. That's,
oh, yeah. Just think, when he had enough, he tried to chest out again.
Yep. I got it now. Mm-mm, sir. You,
and he
sir.
Went to the police after that.
Excuse me, officer.
Here's 30 rubles for your trouble.
I've been...
That's 107 poolers.
It feel like... I've been done a wrong. It felt like 40 guys gang raped me. I've been there. Okay.
No, it was only one.
Whatever.
But it wasn't fun.
I got to see a picture of her, though, man. I got to see.
Maybe I don't think you're going to like what you...
any ogres. Yeah, because her name was Olga.
No, her name was Olga.
Olga? That's
no,
what I said.
My grandmother was named Olga. Stop that.
What the... No, I'm talking, was your grandmother Russian?
No.
I'm talking Russian ogres who stand 6'5" and can bench press Mike Tyson's drawers.
With
that's what
back
I'm saying.
Hair.
There you
full
go.
Back hair.
And likes to get it braided. But speaking of breaking stuff, man, we're going to take a real quick break. We'll be right back. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
No breaks, no brow, high stakes, crack smoke, black folks, Big Mac, fat folks, ecstasy capsules, presidential scandals, everybody moves, two words, most deaths, K-West, hot shit, calm down, get back, ghetto people got this, game porn, not shit, gun porn, top shit, we won't stop shit, everybody moves, two words, BKNY, bedside, too hard, too hungry, too many, that's
Truth Brothers Radio.
I was born with a foul mouth. It's not a disease or an illness. I just love f***ing cursing. You know, people say, like, good morning, Trish, and I go, well, f*** you, you asshole. Oh, it feels good. And my mom, she doesn't give a shit. She's been hearing words like, f*** you asshole, suck my d*** off, and c*** sucker, since the day I learned to speak. It does, however, affect my goddamn public life, like, I really can't go out to restaurants. You know, where's the goddamn ladies' room, swipe? That's where food.com saved me.
Food.com is the internet's takeout and delivery service, and we can help. If you bastards can't control your goddamn language, Food.com can get you the food you want from local f***ing restaurants, and you can stay at home and curse all you goddamn like. No s***. Food.com. Sometimes it's best to just order in.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Whatever it takes to make it hardcore.
Keep the record rolling. Ain't nobody cold when we
ready. Whatever it takes to make it hardcore.
Our true soldier, riding with a soldier. Here we go.
Whatever it takes to make it hardcore.
Keep the record rolling. Can't nobody hold the spot we play.
Whatever it takes to make it hardcore. Whatever it takes to make it hardcore. Whatever it takes to make it hardcore. Whatever it takes to make it hardcore.
Keep the record rolling. Can't nobody hold the spot we claim.
And beat them.
Truth Brothers. Truth Brothers Radio. And we're back. And we will be getting into it in the second hour. We get to talking about, are we living in a police state? Do the police have too much power? And people have been asking me, what the hell are stun cops?
Are you going to tell them?
Yeah.
My bad. See, this is real radio.
Yes, it is.
My bad, because I'm eating these cheesy garlic bread Lays. I know we can't do this when we on VON, but I love these things.
Hey, man. Turn it upside down. Yeah, we eating chips on.
Think people like
we feel like you're at home.
Yeah, with us and you can relate. You can talk. I mean, whatever. Like the song just said. Don't that song just make you want to get violent, but for the right reasons? Like
that,
you know,
injustice.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, sir, give that woman her bag back. And then you just hit that
song. If you was on the train with Oscar Grant when this song came on, we might have got out the train.
I would have been shot, too.
Whatever it takes to make it hardcore.
Yep, because I'd have heard Fruitfield Station.
That's one of my favorites. I love that song,
man.
Yeah,
that song gets you there.
I love that
song. It gets you there.
And maybe, because we're gonna start tipping y'all off with a couple of songs here and there, just as a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be one of them. That song is very intense. But the crazy part is, remember, we had this guy we was working with, this young white boy.
Oh, Kel.
Who didn't think that, you know, black issues was important.
Yeah.
Remember and then we heard, right, and then we heard the story about the plant in North Carolina that tried to hang this black dude that worked at the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And we was playing this song, like, yeah, we worked there. Oh, they hanging in the bathroom.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Because if you can get us up there, you deserve it. Because he was like, he got mad.
Yeah, he got mad because we talked about how bogus that was.
He was like, but it's Halloween. Everybody hangs nooses. Yeah, but you wouldn't put your president neck in it and say, all right, now America has justice.
Right.
No, you don't do that.
Right.
Why are y'all so offensive? Everything got to be a racial issue. I like y'all. Like,
therefore,
you're cool. We passed the white test. I don't know how, but we did. I'm sorry. I'm cutting into your time.
No.
He was a
douche.
Thing in the butt.
And not because he was white. It's just because he was a douche knob.
Yeah, because
we've got plenty of white listeners. And, we come
shouts
real.
Shouts out to my man, the Des Shepherd.
Yes.
Shouts out to
exactly.
Des Shepherd. We got plenty
exactly.
of Des. I'm not just saying one just cuz.
Right.
And that's fine.
One of our best listeners. No.
Right. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
You digress. Yeah. Right. All right. Check this out.
Good show.
Yes. Keena Bristol and the case of the headless dildo. It's a mystery.
Who's pulling off the heads with their mouth? Dun, dun. Where's the law and order? There you go. That's for you, Mookie.
Vero Beach, Florida. Of course. Mm-hmm. Regina Watts, 37, a Florida woman, fell under the microscope of investigators this New Year's Eve when her former girlfriend called deputies to report her personal sex toys have been decapitated.
She's taking my bubbits. We got a case of some missing heads around here.
Yes. According to Indian River Sheriff County's police, the investigation was launched on December 31st after Lakita Bristol, 32, reported that three of her prize dildos had been decapitated.
One of them's called Head. Big Head. Big Head's dildo.
How many dildos was it, ma'am?
44.
And what happened?
She done took my big head.
They were this big, and now they're only this big.
You see, sir? Let me see. See, he was bigger than you. That's wrong.
During the investigation, Bristol explained that she was in a relationship with Watt, and the dildos were in good condition when she was arrested for domestic violence back in November. So she went all Ike Turner.
Mm-hmm.
She went all Ike Turner and said, I'm going to take your cake, Annie Mae. I don't want you eating the cake. I'm going to take your cake.
I'm going to take that sausage.
There
you go.
You're
not going to be able to eat that sausage.
When deputies interviewed Watts, who denied damaging the dildo, Watts went on to suggest that the dildos must have been damaged after she boxed up Bristol's belongings and threw her out.
What ding-a-ling? I ain't seen not a one, Your Honor. She's a liar.
Ding-a-ling. What ding-a-ling?
Oh, Your Honor, she's a liar. I haven't seen not he no head of no ding. I ain't touched the dildo.
And that's when we knew we had a head.
Damn, have you seen this? And he unzipped his pants.
Right. The case was subsequently closed after deputies found that the case lacked enough evidence to lead to a warrant. No further charges was filed. So now it's an unsolved mystery.
Yep. Look like we ain't going to find them heads, ma'am.
What you got? Oh, well, that ran everybody out. We had a queue. Wait a minute. I don't like this story.
No.
Let me go check on mine.
Let me go check on my bullet.
We've had 7 women run upstairs to their drawer.
Okay.
Where is Thunderclap?
I like when he makes my back cheek shiver. I don't know. I'm tired. That's
where you at.
I'm there. I'm literally there. This is life for us now. Bad people. You know what I mean? Hey, what would she have done with just the heads anyway? I don't care.
She knows. She just chopped them off to deprive her of.
Yeah.
You're going to have fun without me. It's over. Oh, it's over, all right.
You'll never come again. Put your hands in there. Or get you a Russian. Like a drink or whatever. Okay. Well, look here.
Yes, sir.
Man on Chicago train hits a woman with a sock full of boo-boo. That's... What is that?
Nothing like the feces. Nothing like a good old feces punch to prove your point. Cutler, I'm tired of them. They paid Cutler.
That's full of boo-boo.
Cutler been getting feces punched all week.
I don't understand people with that, man. Just look.
Hey.
Get your win. You're winning. Well, he is. Which technically means you are, if you're a Chicago Bears fan. Take your win. No, you're not in there, but neither is Green Bay. Take your win, man.
818-514-1202. But, yeah, the whole – what is – why all the Cutler hate? They feces punching it.
I don't get it. What can Jay do for you? I don't know. Break records, get your touchdowns, get the ball in the air, score for you. I mean, he can't hit quarter. He can't sack a quarterback for you, so you can't get mad at him for that.
I know somebody who
– Really?
I know somebody who blamed Jay Cutler for the defense playing poorly, blamed Jay Cutler for Chris Conte turning into a slough. It was all Jay's fault.
He's the smartest, dumbest person I've ever met, ever seen.
Jay also is responsible for all the problems over in Israel.
Y'all didn't know? If only Jay can throw a football over there to keep them kids happy. But he wouldn't because he don't care. But anyway.
Go ahead. Back to your story.
Man on Chicago train hits woman with a sock full of boo-boo. An unidentified man riding the blue line of the Chicago Transit Authority train in Oak Park, a suburb of Chicago.
Woo! And I know somebody who loves Oak Park.
And I know somebody.
Be careful.
I know somebody
who... They throwing boo-boo on the west side.
They with, over there boo-boo
swinging.
They
throwing west side boo-boo.
And this ain't the honey boo-boo. No, this the stinking kind.
Nothing like prostitute boo-boo.
This is a true story. No joke. A suburb of Chicago hit a fellow passenger with a sock full of human feces. Oh, hell no. Nah. I'm getting off.
that would tend to make you say.
I am in here going off on behalf of this poor lady, and I don't even know her.
I can smell her.
She smelled like corn nuts and SpongeBob Sundays.
Yes.
She reeked of SpongeBob Sundays.
This portion of Truth Brothers is brought to you by SpongeBob Sundays. Smack a friend with it.
Look ugly in the face. He had a sock full of his own poop on me, the 21-year-old college student said.
Makes you want to transfer.
Yeah, but wonder what college was that?
Malcolm X?
Nah. She went to RCDC. She went to where Little Romeo raps for you to go to college. ICDC. Or IC Boo Boo College. It was everywhere. On my face, hair, and clothes. The woman screamed.
It's a long ride home. It is not like you take the embarrassing ride in your car to rush home, but you got to ride the train back.
Yeah.
Cause no cabbie is picking you up.
And it ain't like you went. I hope she was on her way from school and not going to there. Because if
you wasn't
had
on that way to that job interview.
Nah, she was going to ICDC. That's where she was going. Do you actually have ain't that a computer class? Do they have graduation? Do you got to, get a webcam?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't know. 818-514.
If you've graduated from ICDC or East West, hit us up. Let us know what the deal is. I don't know. I just, whatever. The woman screamed and followed the man, but the attacker escaped.
Because nobody else, he might have another sock. Sock comes in two.
And he slid off on it like Iceman would do if he...
Slid away on doo-doo shoes.
As he screamed, poop
again, the doo-doo bandit strikes again.
She was riding eastbound train from Oak Park to Chicago when the foul act occurred. The victim, who did not want to be identified.
No.
Said, yeah,
we just call her Victim B.
Victim number two. The victim, who did not want to be identified, said she noticed the attacker when he boarded the train car, when he boarded the car with her, but did not perceive him as a threat. She sat down and began texting on her phone, but at the next stop, the man assaulted her with a sock full of feces. He went, ma'am, do you smell that? Smell what? Smack! It's a city.
Man.
Doo-doo punch.
You know what?
What's up?
Yeah, my man is working again.
Yeah.
Man, he's evil.
I got a sock full of doo-doo and I don't know what to do with it. Two
sippin' on up the morning. I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Top of the morning to you. Good day. I got a whole lot of better ideas you can do with that VC and play with it. you can get respected. Put it in your sock, and I'm going to give you this train token. Now go do what I know that you can do to get respect. Luau.
Damn it, open my floor door.
Bernie Mac.
I teach you to get famous on the train.
Bernie Mac, open my floor door.
Oh, I don't like the idea of Bernie Mac in hell.
I don't.
He wasn't scared.
No, he wasn't. I ain't scared of y'all. That's what he said. I would have said Dean Martin, but...
No, but because he actually is in hell.
Yeah, Dean is.
Dean is in hell.
Dean didn't like the fruity. Dean did not like the fruity. He didn't. Because they were gay and he didn't approve.
The Rat Pack all together.
Oh, yeah.
Was not fond
of the gay. That's weird, though. They didn't like the gays, but had a dark in the band. Though they treated the dark like he was a dark.
Hey, glass eye. Shine my shoe.
With your lips. Ah, it's funny because I'm black. Like, that wasn't cool, man.
Yeah, because, hey, could be worse.
Could be gay.
Because they don't approve.
No, I do. The Rat Pack, like...
And they were all supposedly tight. I don't want to be the member of the group that you just go racial on anytime you feel.
Cause it's Thursday. You don't want.
Hey, Jigaboo. Jigaboo, sing your song.
My soup's cold.
Come over here. Cool them all.
See that boy is gonna flip his lips. They're like diving boards. Like,
ladies
nah.
and gentlemen, I give you. The Jigga.
He was Jigga before Jay-Z
was.
I don't want
Jewish.
Figure that out.
Eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon.
Surely is good.
Eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon.
Surely is good.
Dumb, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
What
up?
T. Okay. E-R. What's next?
Melon.
And everybody wanted to do Frank. And every woman wanted to do Frank. I hate him.
You hate Frank Sinatra, the chairman of the board.
Actually, I ain't going to lie to you, man. I thought Frank...
Hey, well played, son.
I thought Frank Sinatra was one of the coolest people I've ever seen.
Cool as a fan. Look.
I thought about adopting this personality.
To me... They're your friends. I do believe that they were truly friends. I don't believe that they didn't like them. They cared. They were all friends. That was on Sammy to say, hey man, I don't play that.
But his wife, or soon to be wife, was supposedly telling him, hey man, they
don't play
like
that.
Him. Right.
Right.
They treat
and he
you
like, hey.
No, nah, it's the guy's ribbon,
it's okay.
Jack.
You can throw a banana at me too.
It's fine.
Not cool.
I can
yeah.
tap
but
dance
that's on. That's on Sammy, man.
Yeah, I believe you
got to. Every friend's got a line. Hey, man, I don't do that.
Yeah,
I don't play that.
True.
I don't. You know,
everybody got that.
You got them friends who like to sit on each other's heads and farts. No, I don't. We don't. I don't have them type of friends. You know, they all got something.
They don't play
and you
slap
got
cam.
You got friends. You got friends who like to play the racial thing. And they all get around. And, no, I'm good.
Yeah, I don't indulge in such. I don't like
but
that.
But no, when you're the one member of the group that the group done took you in and everybody's cool, you can work together, whatever. But you that one member of the group and they go that way and now you're singled out because you're the different member of the group. No, that ain't cool. You supposed, hey, no, nah, man, don't do that. I'm good.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, I do see what you're
that's
saying.
That's on Sammy. That's on Sammy, man.
But at a certain point, you should know. Hey, man, look,
pride.
We kind of doing them bogus, y'all.
Not if he's laughing harder than everybody. Sammy, no, that's on, you laughing extra hard. No, no. We cutting this out of the act, kid.
But at the
no.
same time, though, I, and I do feel what you're saying. But look, it's like you at a... I was watching this movie, a god-awful, I had a bad movie night, right?
Right.
And it was this movie called The Final, right?
Yes.
And in this movie, it was about these kids who were getting bullied or whatever like that, and they decided, okay, we getting all, about a group of five kids, we all getting the popular kids who bully us, we're going to have them think it's a party here, we're going to have them come to this empty house for the party,
yeah.
And we're going to make them pay. We're not going to kill them, we're just going to torture them. And they and torture, not like regular, hey, you got... Yeah, we're
Guantanamo.
Yeah, we're waterboard, right? So, but it was this one popular kid, black kid, who actually used to stand up for this one kid who was getting bullied.
Right.
And the dude was like, hey, he's pop... With the leader of the bully kid was like, no, he's popular. He's going in the group with the people because, hey, he's popular. He didn't like him because he thought it was bull. He didn't like popular kids, right? So anyway, like my point is, the one popular kid was like, nah, man, it's wrong for us to be bullying these kids.
Right.
So as a friend, you got to say, man, I know it's cool, whatever, we do this, but don't y'all feel a little bad about doing this to Sammy? And you ask them.
But again, Sammy got to say, hey, man, no, no more of that. Look. I know you young.
Yeah.
You remember a comedian called Jack Benny?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Jack, for people who don't know, Jack Benny is a white comedian back from the early days of television and radio. So that's how far back he goes. But he's one of the pioneers of comedy, all of that. And he was one of the first that had this like self-deprecating humor where he'll set up the joke and let other people slam it down on him. And he was also supposedly one of the running jokes was he was notoriously cheap, right?
Right.
That was one of the jokes. But he was a wealthy man, and he had a house. He had a houseboy. His houseboy was this black dude named Rochester. Rochester was a famous black comedian, and they were a duo. Okay. Now, for whatever reason, yeah, they had some racial humor in there, and Rochester is playing the subservient black man to the dude.
Right.
But for whatever reason, Jack Benny had at least enough inkling of respect that he didn't set up obvious goofy racial jokes. And a lot of times he let Rochester come out on top.
Okay.
On some, he definitely let him slam down a lot of the jokes when everything was going wrong. He was almost like Benson. Without being so, Benson was obviously cool and just the obvious person with sense in the room. But Rochester was like that, but still had to, yes, a boss of, you know, demeanor.
I got what you said. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he could have made a whole living off of trashing this dude. And they were a team. They both getting, you know, rich. One's getting more than the other, of course. But he didn't go there because he had respect for his partner. Going to your point, they should have had respect, but at some point, I believe Rochester was like, no, no, we ain't going to write that joke that way.
Right.
You could tell that he had a line because as much as he was the subservient and the stereotypical thing, you could see that it was a line that they just was not going. Even when the guests would visit the house, everybody had this respectful mood in the air. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
I mean, and like I said, I feel, I do understand and feel what you're saying about that because Sammy, you know, Sammy should have stepped up and said, hey, look, calling me rope swinger ain't cool.
Exactly.
Like that ain't cool.
But, I mean, okay, we're going to do this joke thing. And Sammy would get a few in and then they would just go there.
Right. And that's what I'm saying.
He would get a few in and then, but he wasn't your pasta eating fazool. He wasn't going there like that.
Right. And that's what I'm saying.
He wasn't, you know.
He was just like,
but
oh.
They would just, hey.
Whatever. That was your mom. We sold her. Like, yeah. Right. That's not cool, man. Like, that's all I'm saying. Hey, I saw your granddad.
Right. Notice we're your friends because we're not playing down in Mississippi.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We care about you too much to have them lynch you up there.
That's but not Jersey is another story. You know, that's what they do.
I guess. That's just
not cool.
I don't know how long I could have just been there. Like, yeah.
Even if the gimmick was working and you making a lot. At what point does making money, a lot of people got that bad. A lot of people feel that making money.
Sound like a topic.
Yeah, that making money trumps
pride.
Pride or ethics. The way the black man is portrayed in America, I can't get behind wearing a dress. I don't care if the movie is making $100 million.
Now, let me ask you this.
I can't get behind it.
Let me ask you this, because we have talked about that before. Now, with that being the case, and that is true, do you think that even, because I know, like, even great groups or whatever, like the Stooges, they wore dresses. White people and white comics have worn dresses. And do you think that it's worse on us?
Yes.
Because
I'm gonna put it in the way that I heard Minister Farrakhan describe it. It was apropos to me.
Okay.
He said that, yes, they have white comedians that wear dresses, or white, like in Three's Company.
Jack Tripper
was supposedly gay, wasn't really gay, but he had to do the thing to stay in the house, and that works. He said that it doesn't matter for white people, only for the simple fact they have a counterbalance built into their society. If you got a dude that likes to wear a dress and sing Tiptoe to the Tulips, you got another dude who's the president.
Nice.
Now, some people might say, well, we got a black president now. True. Look at the way Reagan is treated as a president, and look at the way President Obama is treated by the society as a president. They've diminished the most powerful seat on the planet just because a black man is sitting in it. They've disrespected this president in ways that has never been imagined, and he's coming on the heels of Bush, and nobody has disrespected Bush to the degree President Obama has been disrespected. Was Bush disrespected in some senses? Yeah, when they was calling him Hitler, yeah, when they talk about how dumb he was, that's a running joke, just like President Ford was the running joke, was he was clumsy. But it was still an air of respect there for the office. That has been totally trashed under President Obama.
Absolutely.
Totally. And everybody buys into it. The whole website fiasco. President Reagan had a space shuttle blow up while he was president. Nobody tried to pin that on him, though it was a government agency that had totally got lackadaisical about their procedures and safety that was the cause. Now imagine a space shuttle blowing up
when Obama's
the president. They would want to impeach him for the space shuttle blowing up. Not to mention another space shuttle did blow up with President Bush. No one laid anything at his feet. It was an accident. This man, the website crashes and can't get up right, not to mention because it wasn't, you know, funded all the way.
But real quick before you finish that, it was a website designed to help you. Let's just get that out there.
No doubt.
I had to say that because the website crashes. Yeah, but it was a website designed to help you. But go ahead.
Not him. No, that's enough. We're going to get ready to go into the second hour. We're going to ask you guys, and we want to hear from you guys. We want to hear from you guys about this. Do you feel that the police have too much power? I don't want to just focus on police brutality. I want to focus on the sliding scale of power that the police are getting more and more every day. They got robot cameras now that if it say you ran a red light, too bad.
You ran that light, bro.
You ran the light. Don't matter what you say. Don't matter what you do.
You ran that light, bro.
And then what does it take to be a cop? Why don't the police want smart officers? You might wonder what I'm talking about. You'll find out after this. Truth Brothers Radio.
It's been a long time.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Follow procedures. Crowd couldn't wait to see this. Nobody been this long awaited since Jesus. Who wouldn't believe this? I heard the word on the street is I'm still one of the
spits on the mic since Adidas. They said I changed the times from the rhymes that I thought of. So I made some order, put the new world in order. With mathematics, put your status above the average. And help you rappers make paragraphs with graphics. From school days is dawning, new ways of performing.
A court has okayed barring police officers with high IQs. I find this very interesting. There's a man who wanted to become a police officer, and he scored too high on the intelligence test, and then he sued because he was not hired because his IQ was too high, and he has actually lost the appeal in that lawsuit. The court, the second U.S. District Court of Appeals in New York, ruled, no, it's okay for that other court that said it was okay not to hire you because the standards were the same for everyone who took the test. You were not particularly singled out for any reason. You just were outside of the requirements of the test. Now, if the test required him to be white, then I think we might have a little bit of a different story, but smart people aren't considered a protected class. So we're talking about a 49-year-old college graduate, Robert Jordan. He took the exam and he scored a 33. So that's equivalent to an IQ of 125. And New London, Connecticut police only interview candidates who score between 20 and 27. So he was way above the maximum range. And the theory for this, it's actually a theory that in and of itself is probably worthy of some debate. The theory is if you have too high of an IQ, if you score too well on this test, you're more likely to leave police work because you get bored and you want to go do something else after going through costly training, training that's costly for the department. So the average for police officers is 21 to 22. It's the equivalent of about 104 IQ, just above average. This actually reminds me of the book Brave New World by Aldous Huxley, where there's a discussion of why is it that people are basically bred hatched in Brave New World. And there's a discussion in the book about, wait a second, why do we deliberately manipulate some of these human embryos to not be that smart? And the explanation in the book was written, I think, in the 30s, early 30s, I believe, is, listen, you need people that have less ambition and are less lucid intellectually, because otherwise you won't get anybody who can tolerate doing more simple jobs. And when I read it, I said, wow, that's kind of a sad commentary, but I could understand why there's elements of truth there. And what this police hiring rubric basically tells us is that exact same thing. We need people who aren't as smart as police officers. The idea that if we had really, really smart police officers, we'd be better off may not be true. Your thoughts, Lewis?
I mean, it seems like it's just a financial aspect that they're worried about. This is terrifying. I find it shocking, to be honest, that they're willing to throw out someone who might be able to make the tougher decisions more quickly, the right decisions more quickly when things are happening, and be smarter and more pragmatic about things when bad situations are happening, just because that there's a chance that this person might leave after a few years. I mean, we're talking about people's safety, people's lives. And I think across the board, you want smarter policemen, no doubt. It's too bad that the money has to come into it.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net, and truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
Yes, and the chat room is open, up, and cracking. We got La Crush and Phone Fantasy Radio in the chat room, and the Lisa Effect just showed up. What's up, dear? We ain't heard from you in a minute.
Uh-huh. Now,
yes.
That being the case, Go ahead, man.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that it all let out the way. The second hour topic, again, is are we living in a police state? And that was the first time I actually heard that clip that you just played.
Yeah.
And it was one of the craziest things I've heard in a while. I was going to actually think about how long it's been. But, no, the fact that the man basically said that, look, you're too smart to be a cop. That's mind-boggling and scary.
Yes.
That's scary.
Yes.
To say that you're too smart to do a job where you're able to hold a gun. Like, you're too smart to do a job where we need people to be smart and be able to decipher at a moment's notice.
Yes, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I want everybody out there to really think about this. Think about your CSIs. Think about your what's the criminal minds.
Mm-hmm.
That's all television people.
Mm-hmm.
They just said, hold up, Mr. Let me look at your application again. Hold up, Mr. Holmes. You're a smart man. Why don't you go be a professor? We don't need you doing this detective work, as you call it.
Mm-hmm.
We're okay. We just grab the first darkie we see, and justice is served.
There you go.
That's what they're telling you. When you hear about the officers who shot the autistic boy for holding a butter knife, that's because they got an IQ of 44.
This dude had an IQ of what, 120, 125, something
like
that?
Yeah,
let's
say he said 128.
And I'm like, that's...
That means he will say, hold on, guys, he's got a butter knife.
And he's slow. And I ain't trying to say it
right.
in a bad way,
but you say, look, son, calm down. He's able to rationalize and get people to think, relax, calm down. But no. We want, the Irene movie? That's the cop we want. Jim Carrey and Me, Myself, and Irene.
The one who likes to catch the woman breastfeeding a baby. Yeah, that's the one you want. And that, again, that's scary. That puts me, if I want to feel served and protected, I would want it to be with somebody who I feel can, I don't want to be scared when a police officer asks me a question. Even though, you know, hey, you tall, dark, got dreads, it's an obvious choice, I'm going to get arrested. But whatever,
right.
That's neither here nor there. The thing that scares me is, and this is all seriousness, that the cops out here already have, like, to me, they have anger issues because it's something about,
They're on an adrenaline ride.
Them, they feel invincible already because there's little inner cold things amongst cops that, we go hard for you like we go hard for our own. And that's fine, but it's like almost like you care about your inner circle more than you care about the people you're supposed to serve and protect.
Because you feel it's us versus them.
Exactly.
But you're sold on the lowest common denominator. See, someone who's smart can take concepts and principles and apply them to the work that they're doing.
Exactly.
No, I see you with dreads. I see you with gold teeth and this chain, but I'm not going to judge you on your look. I'm going to listen to what you're saying and determine whether or not you've done something based on logic and intelligence.
Yeah, and not being jacked off, and not like jacked off like that, but not being jacked off that adrenaline rush or that something juice, whatever. But that I'm reading, and then you hear all these stories, man, about cops shooting kids by accident or cops beating kids and cops doing all this because they don't, and again, they don't, it's not like I'm saying they don't, but yeah, I am. They don't want a smart cop. They just want a book. They want a bully. They want a dumb jock. That's what they want.
They want a bully on the beat. That's what they want.
They want a jock.
That's what they want. 818-514-1202. Please, if you disagree with us, feel free to call in. That's the point of dialogue.
Press the number one to join the conversation if you're there and you want to.
And if you've got a story of how you had to deal with a police officer who maybe you've dealt with someone who was rational and thought something through. If you look on YouTube, there was an officer being about his job. He's giving this black lady a ticket. She's pulled over in like this Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
And the officer says, hold on, dear, I want you to come over here, because if you stand here and something runs into the car, you could get hit. He moves her over, and 10 seconds later, something runs into the car. He's doing his job.
Right.
I commend him for that.
Right.
So this isn't just, let's just randomly bash cops.
No.
We're saying that smart, intelligent officers are aware and can discern, hey, no, this is a bad spot. Let's move here for safety's sake.
That's a good example.
So, and we got a call. We got a caller. 760, you are on with the truth.
And it's a crazy Missy.
Oh,
hey, what's going
on? Hello? Phone breaking up. I wanted to come in on the whole situation. You know, not necessarily hiring the smarter cops. The first thing that comes to mind for me is back in Mississippi, the show First 48 decided to come to Jackson, Mississippi, and actually do the show themselves, because they were looking at 95%, and that was like one of the highest in the nation. And there was no way that people who were actually doing their job and using any type of sense were doing it the right way. And they were actually denied by our own mayor. So the injustice and the lack of intelligence on his part is pretty rampant, because all you need is to handle most of these situations, and from what I've seen is that's been going out the door. Like we've been saying for years, it's just proven until guilty. And I can't help but agree with y'all on that.
Hey, thanks a lot, brother. You were cutting in and out real bad, but I think I got the gist of what you were saying. That 48 was invited down to Jackson, Mississippi to do a story. I take it on the incredibly high arrest record.
And the crime rate down.
And the crime rate down there, and the mayor denied them because he didn't want to expose the irregularities that was going on down there.
And the fact that it's when we were down, like I said, Notre Dude, cool dude. When we were down there, man, in Mississippi, man, it was so much that you could see that you like cops. And that's not just in Mississippi, but cops will overlook so much that you would just like, you're standing right next to the dude handing him the thing. But we always chalked it up as, okay, it's this backdoor deal. It's something that the cop might have into it. The cop or the precinct might have a little deal with the overlord, as we call it, or whatever. But at the same time, I'm like, I thought that was lit. I was naive to the point where I thought that, man, that's a movie type thing where,
right,
you
right.
know, this big precinct, the chief of police at the precinct is into it so deep with the guy with the Scarface of the community.
Right.
And he has this deal with them. Like, that just seemed too, it didn't seem
Hollywood.
Real to me. Right. It seemed so Hollywood to me until I saw things like that. And I'm like, okay, either they don't care or it is that Hollywood deal.
When you go to recruit a certain type of mentality or a certain type of intellect into a group that's militarized like the police and that's built on unity and teamwork, and you've got to breed that type of environment. You do, because you want police to be able to work together as a team.
Right.
And to be able to protect one another in intense situations. I understand that. The military is the same way.
Okay.
I totally get that. But if you're not training people to raise their IQ and to improve their decision-making intelligence, or if you're just getting this club mentality, my example, Anthony Abate.
Ooh,
people don't remember Anthony Abate around the nation. He's a Chicago police officer that was caught on film beating up a bartender because she stopped serving him drinks.
Yep. Yep.
And when he was arrested, the police department rallied around this guy. When he was arraigned, the police department rallied around and hustled him out of court. The police department was showing up heavy deep in the courtroom trying to sway the decision of the jury.
Wasn't his dad or something like that into it with like the
I don't know if he was a second generation officer,
yeah.
But his watch commander, his captain, all that were pulling strings to try to get this dude out of trouble when you could see him on video blatantly brutalizing a bartender.
And he was a big dude. He was a really big dude. And that woman had to be all of 5'4", 120.
Right.
And
right.
He punched her something fierce. But we got another caller coming
yeah.
in.
Yeah, we do. 626, you are on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hey, this is Lisa. How you guys doing?
What's going on?
How you doing?
Hey, doing good. And I think, too, nowadays, not only do we sort of have to worry about the police, but in these recent cases like last year, people will kill you on their doorstep. You
yep.
know, 'cause it used to be a profile. You know, well, this black guy, he looked confrontational. I thought I seen a shiny object. Oh, well, his pants were sagging. I thought he might be a gang member. Nowadays, it's like they just killed that young girl on the doorstep. You know, it wasn't the cops, but it was just anybody. With Trayvon Martin, you got Neighborhood Watch. So now we have to watch for the cops, for the Neighborhood Watch, and for anybody. You know, it's getting really bad. It's getting ridiculous.
Let me ask you a question real quick, if you don't mind. What you just said and the fact that they're having the conceal and carry law, do you think that helps in a certain way, though, for people, or do you think
you know,
it will hinder?
Well, I live out here in California.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that would help, let's just say, a black person, because if I got pulled over for something and if I told the cops I have a gun, you know what I mean? It's kind of like I don't think that would go well for me.
Right.
Unarmed. So I don't know. I mean, hey, I would love to conceal and carry, but to be honest with you, I don't know if that would in reality benefit me or not, or would that be my downfall in the end?
Okay.
Cool.
Thank
you. Nice. And, we'll be getting with you soon because we want to put together a show with you too.
Oh, sure. No problem.
All right. Thank you for listening and chiming
in.
Oh,
yeah. No problem.
All right. But before I get to my question about the conceal and carry thing, it was another story where the police say a handcuffed teen shot and killed himself. Now, there was a story a while back that we had did. I can't remember the exact date, of course I can't. But we did a story about a year ago, and it was about the guy who was in the backseat of the police car handcuffed. And they say he shot himself. Now, the police got away with the story, but again, me being a thinking person I am, I'm like, okay, usually before they put you in a police car, they search you and ask you, do you have a weapon on you?
Yes.
That's one thing that didn't sit well with me because they said he was in the backseat of the police car. The second thing that bothered me was his hands were behind his back.
Yes.
And then when they found him and they laid him out, his hands were still handcuffed behind his back. Now, I get the little trick that the guy could lift his legs up and got his hands to the front of him.
Yeah, like Chuck Norris did and then kicked the door out of the police car. Yeah, sure.
But we're talking guy grew up on 75th, and I'm used to being arrested. And I'm not trying to make a joke, but this is something. These are the things I look at when I hear these stories, and like the story came out today about the police saying the handcuffed teen shot himself in the head, and his police saying that's BS. Now, everybody's jumping down the police the parents like, hey, it can happen. No, it can't.
Magically. He could use the force.
Right. He went to the Dagobah system.
That's right.
And got the force. Nah, but it's funny to me how, you know, and I believe a lot of this drummed-up media is coming from police sergeants, because whenever they get the spokesman to come up there from the family, they always say, I mean, not from the family, for the police station, they always get up there and say the same thing.
Yes, you got a dude in the Chicago Police Department. His lad, what's his last name? Camden. I can't think of his first name.
Black dude?
No, white dude with all white hair. But when he get up there, you can guarantee that some gun was found and some dude somehow tried to fire on cops at 2 in the morning
running
when the cops
down the
was coming down with the lights flashing saying, hey, Why do everybody wait to get in the alley to get brave to confront a cop?
Right. And though
did you start running with a gun? You're not cornered. There's plenty of road.
You're Spider-Man now.
Plenty of road down the way, and somehow they shot him, and somehow he fired first, and just said, you know what, they're going to catch me somehow.
Every thief, robber, or whatever, or guy always has the gun run forward, but it's pointing it backwards. Every time, and then the guy
shot in the back.
And every time the cop, the spokesman or whatever gets up there and say, "Hey, we're investigating the crime. We found a gun." That was our favorite line.
And he fired first. Now there are some instances where idiots do fire on cops. No doubt. Not saying that that doesn't happen.
It does.
But every time in an alley at 2 a.m. when the dude was drinking.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of the Dave Chappelle skit when dude said, nah, no paperwork. Let's just sprinkle some crack on them and get out of here.
Right.
It just reminds me of that.
Right. Law and Order is coming on, and that's my favorite show.
Yeah. I like Rape.
So, you know, the intelligence thing, we led off with that first, and we're getting to the other stuff. But we led off with that first because intelligence is incredibly important in a high stressful job like being a police officer. There's other high stressful jobs where it pays. They want you as intelligent as possible. Mm-hmm. Astronaut.
Yeah.
Where you've got to make quick decisions.
Gravity.
Yes. There's also Navy SEALs. Navy SEALs are the best of the best in the Navy. Not everybody can be a SEAL.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. Like 1% of the group graduates when it comes to being a Navy SEAL. But this is some of the training that they do to enhance your decision-making ability. They have a room, a training room, where you're given a weapon. It's a blank, of course.
Right.
But you're put in the middle of the room. You can't leave the middle of the room. And what they do is they place a hood over your head. It comes down out of the roof and goes over your head. Mm-hmm. You're blinded for 10 seconds. When they pull the hood off, you are given a scenario. Sometimes they'll pull the hood off. It's two dudes in your face about to jump you. You have to react. They'll put the hood back down. You got to calm down. When they lift the hood up again, it could be someone in your face, and he'll go, "Oh, excuse me, I'm trying to find the nearest gas station. I just ran out of gas. Can you help me?"
Right.
They're trying to see how quick you'll decide to if this is a threat or do you shoot him.
Right.
Or they'll have one where they'll put the hood down. They'll pull it back up. There's someone in your face asking directions, and someone pops out from the back and tries to fire. They're increasing and sharpening your decision-making abilities because it's a matter of life and death for you, but also the civilians you're supposedly going in to protect or deal with.
And I like that. It's like, and I, you know, I don't want to take it out, but it reminds me of the Professor Xavier's war room.
Yeah,
it
the danger
me,
room.
Yeah, the danger
yeah.
room. It kind of reminds me of that.
Enhance your skill.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, police officers do go through this type of training, but nothing near as intense. And if you've got somebody who's dang near scoring a genius level and you don't want to give this guy a job, what does that say?
And that's what I said. It's scary. When you're telling me at a job of such, I'm using my air quotes here, as prestige, a job of such prestige as a police officer, why wouldn't you want a smart
as
person?
Intense, as dangerous.
Yes.
You're in the alley chasing the drunk dude that you're going to shoot in the back later, but then the 12-year-old who's taking the garbage out comes out. I want to know that you have the capability to decipher friend from foe.
Yes. Absolutely. No, I mean you have a point. You have I don't know what to say behind it. It's kind of, I don't want to say it's pissing me off, because that really does make me mad Wow. I'm sorry. I just got caught off guard by another Martin Luther King picture.
Yeah, save it.
I'm all right. The free at last milking weekend. But go ahead. Wow.
Yeah, no. Sorry. Getting back on topic. Because I don't want to let this go. I
yeah,
know
no,
we
no,
can,
no.
That's got to. That's going to be coming down
I know.
The road.
I just
for sure.
Yeah, that just got.
But
me. Oh, God, I'm sorry.
I want officers. Were you comfortable when what is it the 99% were protesting and you saw those kids in college locked hand in hand and you seen the police just spraying these guys with mace. For no reason, but they were protesting. Did that make you feel safe? Did that make you feel comfortable? Do you want a cop that's intelligent enough to say, why are we spraying them with mace?
Exactly.
Why are we doing that?
The bully, that's that bully
why don't
mentality.
We? Why don't we broker some mediation between them and who they're protesting against? Or the gangbangers. I have no problem with a police department that's as interactive in the neighborhood to try to cause a gang truce or try to set up some boundary lines to keep conflict down, and they want to broker a peace deal or whatever. I know for some people that sounds absurd, but they're community policing. I'm glad that there was a cop on the force who came up with the idea of community policing. Whether you feel it works or not. Is besides the point. They're trying to think outside the box is all I'm saying.
Right.
I'd rather see a cop do that than in the 90s when there was a lot of cops walking around with T-shirts that said boys on the hood. You know, you remember, you had to walk around with T-shirts with a bunch of black guys on a car hood, and you remember the movie Boys in the Hood, where they had boys on the hood, and they thought that was just so great.
Nah, I remember hearing about that. I've never seen it. Yeah,
yes,
wow.
And I saw it when I was considered a threat, so.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm not considered a threat no more.
No,
no. They call me Mr. Gage. Nah.
Yeah, because you got that look, man. You got the look like you could be in the force, but you cause ruckus. Like, you got that ruckus look like, nah.
Like, oh, boy, they lit on fire.
Yeah. You look like the dude who say, hey, man, you tell. That's it.
Oh, we was going to shoot him, but Gage is here.
Gage showed up. So we had to
put them in the back.
They call them foot parties when you. That's not right. Police brutality is not right, and we'll make it light of it, but it's not right. But they call them foot parties. But no, man, I feel a certain kind of way about this topic because I have me myself. It happened to me. I got judged. Luckily, it was by I've never really looked like a threat because I was always tall but small. Like, I had a small frame.
Right.
So.
They just call you lanky. They call,
yeah.
You're a second story man.
There you go. That's bogus. But, no. I mean, especially before I grew my dreads and got into my and started embracing me, I was always like the kid looked about, oh, no, he's not doing nothing. You know, he's cool. You know,
you're
whatever.
Cornbread.
Yeah. That was me. I was the dude everybody wanted to, hey, get him some peanuts. He likes peanuts, you know? Like,
right. Calvin's got a job.
Right. Calvin's working at the McDonald's now. Nah. He's giving everybody free bacon burgers. But
yep. Let's rob that.
You're stupid. Until one day, man, I was working at a grocery store, and I was getting off my job, and I was headed, you know, cash my little check. It was not even late. It was in the afternoon. That's what made it worse. It was like 4, 5, getting off work, going to cash my check. And this is before I had a bank account, of course. I was getting money and spending it. So I'm going across the street, light hits red, whatever. I walk across the street. And the car, police car, really does a whoop move in front of me. And
whoop, whoop.
Yeah, and spins.
Hey,
and
you.
And says, no, hey, you, guns drawn, put your hands up. Wait a minute,
bro.
Now, I don't have anything in my hands, But I look like I'm
but
a
some,
young.
But some orange pop.
I got
a basketball.
I got Skittles and iced tea right now, right? I got Skittles and iced tea. So
he looks thirsty, boys.
And I'm not trying to make light of it, because I can laugh about it now. But oh, did I piss in my pants when they put? When I've never at that point, I had to be all of 15, and I've never had a gun drawn on me, not
yes.
once.
Yes.
And at that point, I've never been in trouble with the law, and even at that, I've never
the
got
law.
As much as a ticket at that point.
You're
you
Calvin.
Know? Yeah, I'm Calvin's got a job. Calvin's trying to work on his basketball career and get out the ghetto, but hey, make the jewels will work for now, right? So as they get there, I'm like, hey, trust me, I haven't done anything, right?
Trust
no,
you.
No, bro. You got where's the weed is what I'm getting. So as
a nickel bag. Let's draw down over a nickel bag.
So they pick me up, slam me on the hood. Now, mind you, yes, I'm tall. I weigh more now than I did then, and I had to literally be all of 100 even, right? 100 even.
Strong wind blowing. Hey,
yeah.
They in the house.
They used to
windy.
Say that all the time, right? So the two white cops pick me up, slams me on the hood. The hood's hot because they still got the car running. So they're patting my pockets. Do you have a weapon? Sir, I got my check in my back pocket. I work. I tell the dude, hey, I work. I just want to cash my check by these joints.
All I'm looking for.
All I want to do. All I want to do, cash my check and blow it like a 15-year-old kid on stuff I don't need, sir. And get maybe go to Miss Field and get some chocolate chip and walnuts. That's all I want.
That's all I want.
No, get
walnuts.
Them back. That's your code word for drugs, there, dog. Throws me in the. I'm handcuffed behind my back, thrown in the back of the Caesar car. They sit in front of the crew. Now, mind
don't
you.
Don't shoot yourself back there. Don't shoot yourself back there.
By the pockets, we've already checked on you. But what makes it so bad is I'm literally right in front of the currency exchange that I'm about to grow to, right? They get me in the back seat. Why'd you run? Because I was crossing the street
and
it was
yelling. It went from walk to don't walk and gave me the countdown.
And they say, sure, right? So I'm like, so they take my name, they take my my social, all of my information, and they see I'm as clean as that as before that dude in Russia got his booty took. I'm that clean, right? They say, oh, so you like basketball, do your son, right?
Like Jordan.
Well, you go out there and do your thing. Got me out the car, unhandcuffed me, and told me pay it forward.
Stay out of trouble, son. Now,
go ahead.
We're going to go to a break.
I'm sorry.
And in this break,
I'm sorry.
You got arrested today. Here's what they would have whooped on you when they threw you in the back seat. Check this out, True Brothers Radio.
True Brothers Radio.
Dark corners with the foes and the moles. Watch up the store for the road. Talking straightforward to hoes. Got Uncle Zach smoking some to blow up their nose. To cope with their lows. When it's cold and it blows. In they socks and they stoves. Niggas holding they rolls. Corners leave doors open and closed. Hoping for more with nowhere to go. Niggas rolling in droves. They shoot the wrong way cause they ain't knowing they go.
Cops in Missouri are now using handcuffs that have an 80,000 volt stun ability. So basically what they would do is they would use these handcuffs to stun the people that they're detaining because they're not behaving appropriately. Now keep in mind, they're already handcuffed, and you are a cop. You should be trained enough to not have to stun a person that's already handcuffed. But that's just my take on it. I could be wrong.
So first of all,
A normal taser is 50,000 volts. This is 80,000 volts.
This is 80,000 volts. And I should note that the police department in Missouri, and this is the Buchanan County Police Department, alleges that this is not really a big deal. In fact, let me give you the graphic from Captain Jody Hovey. He says that it affects the muscles of the body and it doesn't really affect anything else. Everyone says it affects your heart, and it does not. What it does really is it just sends a charge through the body that locks up your muscles. Okay. Now, keep in mind, as Cenk mentioned, he clarified, it's 80,000 volts. Tasers are 50,000 volts. How many people have died from tasers? Let's take a look. 500 people died in the U.S. after being shocked by tasers between 2001 and 2012. Tasers typically deploy a charge of 50,000 volts.
So they say, well, some people say that it affects your heart. That's because it does, and different people are in different places in the spectrum of how much that would affect them.
Mm-hmm.
And some people die. Apparently, in about 11 years, 500 of them died. So these tasers are not toys. They're not to be played with. And they're not to be used willy-nilly. It's not like Star Trek, set your phasers on stun, and then the guy's going to get up in a minute, right? Sometimes they don't get up. Now, when you increase the voltage from 50 to 80,000, less people will get up. More people will die. But to me, the most outrageous part of this is they're already in handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
You've already detained them. So to me, I get it, right? Could a guy who's already in handcuffs, especially as you're transferring them from one prison to another, and that's one of the scenarios they lay out, could they still shake around a little bit, cause you a little bit of trouble? Yeah, they can. Whoop-de-doo. You don't send 80,000 volts of electricity through them just to prove a point like, hey, you better not do that. You've got them under control. So, no, this is torture. That's what it is.
I think the reality is, and don't get me wrong, I know the majority of cops are not excited or happy about using non-lethal weapons, but there are a certain number of cops out there that get pleasure and enjoyment in using their nonviolent weapons. I mean, we've done numerous stories about cops that have used tasers on children. You don't know how to handle a child? You shouldn't be a cop. You obviously didn't get the appropriate training. So it's more about playing with their toys and being able to utilize their power in some sense than anything else. You know, it's not really trying to control someone. If they're in handcuffs, you've already controlled them. They might be difficult. They might be, I don't know, spitting at you or something. Throw them in the back of the cop car. Take them away to jail.
Yeah, this is punitive. It's not to actually maintain order. There's plenty of ways to maintain order with someone who's already in handcuffs. This is basically a cop saying, you just live in a whole different country now, in the kind of country that even if we have you in handcuffs, and in this case it's literal, you can't argue with it, we're going to shock you anyway. If you dare defy us, and how do you think they're going to use this? You think they're only going to use it when they've got a mad guy out of control that to the point where they think maybe he'll get out of the handcuffs? No. They're going to use it that if you even look at a cop the wrong way after you've been detained, stun his ass, show him a lesson,
mm-hmm.
show him who's in charge.
Exactly.
It's sick.
Brothers Radio.
Hey, that cop's a killer. Don't let him cuff you. He'll kill you. He'll stand on your neck. He'll shoot you in your back. Maybe not. You should stop laying down for the law. Be sure to commit acts of war. Terrorism for sure. Open our seats to succeed. To see us bleed some more. Beware how you answer your door.
I say shock his ass. Truth Brothers Radio. We're back, man. Dig that, though.
Yep. Stun cuffs. Stun him in the back. Stun cuffs. 818-514-1202. You've got to have an opinion on this. What is the point of shocking somebody you've got detained already?
I was gonna cuss. Freaking stun cuffs. You know what's crazy about that, though? They'll probably hit you with the gun first, get those out, then put the cuffs on. Hey.
Hey,
I want to see how they work.
I want to see the dance.
Oh, look at him, y'all. He's going Sammy.
He's got nothing in his socks. Let's put some shit in his socks, boys. Stun him up. Ah, that's what I like.
I like to see them
toes. Corn.
Let's make them twerk.
Yes.
That's
why do you need to stun someone you have already in handcuffs?
They're just coming up.
Who are you? You're not you. Look, you're not dealing with the Hulk. You're not dealing with someone who's going to close his eyes, take a deep breath, and break the cuff and start whooping your butt.
Do you arrest the Big Show? Are you arresting the Big Show a day? You're not dealing with the world's strongest man on a day. You're dealing with Kelvin, the drug guy.
Floyd, bum.
That's who you're dealing
with.
Would
you quit begging for money here at the Sitco, sir?
Right. So my stun cuffs, I can see you don't know better. And that's another thing that scares me because I remember when when they first introduced the stun guns out, and I said to myself then, they're going to be itching to use this thing because it's new.
Yep, because it's a toy.
Yes.
Just like pepper spray.
Yep.
Oh, when pepper spray came out. We put pepper on everything, not just our burgers anymore. Let's pepper spray the old lady.
We put them on everything.
Right.
And that's not cool, man. It's like now you're giving them new toys because you don't need shot cuffs. You don't need
that. The good old nightsticks made of wood hurt a whole lot.
Retractable now.
Ask Martin.
Oh, Martin took a few to the head. You know, the guy y'all embarrassing all over Facebook, him.
Let's do that. No. Now we got them metal
and
retractable.
More room in your pocket for your stun cuffs.
Let's stun him and put him in a puddle.
And then, you know what else is bothering me about this, man? You don't want the in-shape cop. You don't want the smart cop. You want the fat sluff who likes to, you know who you want, and this is going to be wrong. You want them dudes from Duck Dynasty holding your damn gun. That's who you want. You want.
Freeze.
Yeah. You want the.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I don't care you're pregnant. Stunner.
Yeah. You want the dudes.
You know who you want? No. You know who they want? They want Stone Cold Steve Austin as their local cops.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Crack two beers together and stun them.
You want Stone Cold Justice?
Yes.
I don't, you know what, man? And that I got worse with Duck Dynasty because at least I know for a fact they hate the darks. I know that for a fact.
Well, no, they said we were happy. They've never seen one complain that they could see.
But the thing is, if one of them walked up, looked like me and said, "Hey, how y'all doing?" Because I would have, "Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?" Yes.
Your Piggly Wiggly is out of, you stole it. Before I could say something, how would you know unless you were planning on stealing? That's what I'm saying. You're out of
818-514-1202. It's absolutely where we've crossed the line now where police are more military than they are police. And there's a difference, people.
There is.
There's a difference. It's been lost. Andy Griffin was supposed to be a police. Starsky and Hutch was supposed to be the police. What I'm saying is these were supposed to be the cops that they tell you, the people that they tell you is supposed to be the reflection of the cops that you see today, where Andy Griffith could think. Andy Griffith didn't jump to conclusions.
Exactly.
Starsky and Hutch, when they figure out that you the one that did it, or Columbo, they ask you questions till they paint you in a corner. Then when you try to run, they go all Starsky and Hutch
smart
on
for
you.
That.
Right.
Go ahead.
But now when we went to Dirty Harry, When we went to the vigilante, when we went to Cobra, when we went to what is it? Death Wish. When we went to that, no, shoot first, ask questions later. Mm. They're bad guys. RoboCop. I'm gonna be interested to see how this movie comes out. He's a half man, half computer. But how much thinking capacity will he have, or how much emotionalism will he show?
We'll see. But I mean, they're taking. I mean, I still don't want to get into that. But they, well, real quick, they actually are taking away from the original RoboCop, his personality, and they're making him a little bit more how you say
family friendly.
Yeah, there
RoboCop, the first one, he was a stalker.
Right.
He was. He stalked his family. They moved and said Frankenstein is after us. This time, he gets to go home and be Daddy Robo.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what I'm saying. And shouts out to Casey Jacobs, man. Boy, Craig, say a great show. I enjoy every show y'all do. Appreciate that, man. So thanks for the love.
Cool. We want to hear from y'all real soon. We're going to be making a list of advertisements and commercials, and we want you guys to be in it to say what you say about us.
Yeah,
we're going to put it out.
But, yeah, the first RoboCop, I mean, and he had a hard time struggling with the human in him, I guess, or whatever.
Being what's left, right.
Exactly. This right. one, no.
I'm going to override. I'm
exactly.
all human.
I'm human, but, you know, and I know what's wrong.
But
what's
let's
right.
see what he's going to do when he gets to who. Let's see who he shoots.
Oh, he's aiming for them. But anyway.
But then back on the real cops.
Yeah, back to the real cops. Now, again, before I make my next statement, this by no means takes away from the actual good cops that are out there. And
he's given examples. We want thinking cops. We yes. want the dude that was a genius. We want him to get that job.
Yes.
I want him in my neighborhood.
Yes. If he was in your neighborhood, if he was like, put it like this. If he was even in the neighborhood watch, I don't think you'd have as many Trayvon cases as you have. But you don't have that. You got the vigilantes. You got these dudes wanting to be cops and feel like, hey, I could have done it, and they didn't do it.
Yeah,
and this Zimmerman is just
punk
twist.
Ass wanted to be a cop, and he was so slow, he couldn't even make it.
And this is the guy, y'all. And y'all, you don't want – these are the people you're allowing into the – like – the other day, out here in Chicago or whatever, the Erie Crown, they was doing hiring for police officers, right?
Yes. The Erie Crown.
Yeah.
Security.
No. Actually, they was having the
actual cops.
They were taking applications
at the Erie Crown Theater, right? Okay.
So, boom, I'm like, okay, well, that'd be nice or whatever. Till I was reading up, like, the qualifications that they have for cops. They're knocking down. Like,
yes.
It was like, okay, no.
College.
Yeah.
If you thought about it.
We'll let you ride.
Keep filling it out.
Right. And that's what I'm like.
You got you didn't graduate. Did you get your GEDs?
All right.
You okay. Hey,
you
just fill it out.
Did you?
And it's also, hey, don't worry. It's only a $20,000 a year job. Look, I'm all for, if you're going to hire cops, with an actual intelligence and a genius, I'm all for paying them more.
Yes.
I have no problems with that. Sherlock Holmes should get paid.
Yes.
Cobra shouldn't. I'm just saying.
No, it's funny but real. That's why I'm laughing. It's
I don't
absolutely
want,
funny.
I don't want crimes to cancer. He's the cure. I want Cheer Elementary Watson.
Right.
Obviously, he broke into the liquor store because he's got glass underneath his shoes and his handprints are all over the register.
He's not a threat. No need to shoot nor tase him.
Watson,
let's just
put the cuffs away.
Right.
He wants to give up, don't you, sir? You're already caught. Make it easy on yourself.
Now, what do you say to the people that will make the argument to you as no cop or no thinking, no, that only happens in the movie.
Baloney. D.O. Brooks, the official officer of Truth Brothers Radio. He's been on this show numerous times. He gives it to you guys real.
Yeah,
he was a cop. He is a nice, thinking man. He has intelligence. He's rational. He said, there's times I could have just beat the crap out of somebody, but I was like, why? Just get in the car. Just saying. Carl Menefee.
Great, yeah.
Menefee.
Yep.
Another person. He's not going to beat you just because it's Wednesday.
And he can. Right? No joke. Shout out to the boy we just shot him out earlier today. Carl Menefee.
Talking about some big dude make me look like JJ.
Yeah, he's scary big, but he's the coolest.
Most
calm,
rational. He would rather talk to you than punch you.
And he could.
And he'll tell you, dude, if you hit me, it's over. Not let it go there.
And he don't want to. He don't want to hit you. And he works as what? He's a C. He's not a CO.
Yes.
He's a CO.
Yes.
He's a CO now. And he says all the time, the dudes he go in with, man, they look at him and then they be like, I want to go with him, but I can't. But he said a couple of them have tried him, and he real quick.
Got him.
And then after he get him.
Why? Was that necessary?
And, right. He'll go right
back. Pick your teeth up.
Let's talk about this.
Why did you swing? Pick your teeth up and let's get you to the infirmary.
Why did you swing? It wasn't necessary, sir. Sit down. Enjoy your mush, and let's let's enjoy this day.
You're all right. Orange is the new black.
But I don't understand. And like I said, that goes to the cops that's out here. You know, we shout out to them. But you already got dirty cops. Why would you give the dirty cops tools to be dirtier and give them reasons and scapegoats to everything?
Oh, you broke that window. Cuff him. Now you're going to tell us you broke the window?
I didn't break the window.
All right. Give him 10.
Don't tase me, bro.
Right. That dude.
Yes. Yes.
That dude.
All he did was be smart, speak
that
up
dude.
On the, speak up on what he thought
John
was injustice.
John Kerry, I'm going to just be honest, is one of the biggest punks, bastards in America. That famous scene of Don't Tase Me, Bro, all that dude did was go up after a speech to ask him a question. He wanted to know, why didn't you fight the Ohio results when you ran for president? That's all. He was a supporter. He was asking questions John Kerry didn't want to hear. Instead of just saying, whatever, whatever, that's enough. That's the answer, and that's what I'm going to give you. Mm-hmm. Instead of answering the man who paid money to see him, campus security shows up. Now, campus security is cops who can't pass the test to be cops. So they show up. They grab him. He's, hey, man, I paid my money. And they take him down. He said, don't tase me, bro, because he's just a kid who wasn't trying to get in no trouble. And they tased him.
Well, four of them have him down.
Four of them got him down. He said, dude, he didn't bum rush John Kerry. He didn't cuss out John Kerry. All he did was ask
and
some
don't
questions.
Forget, hold on. John Kerry did open the floor to questions.
For questions.
Yes, he did.
He didn't go in the middle of the speech. Dude, what about Ohio? No. It was question time. He waited in line. He was next. It was his turn. He asked his question. And four campus cops, four big dudes is holding this kid
one
down.
One lady. Got to be fair.
Okay,
it was
three dudes
lady.
And one lady.
Yeah.
But she ain't got a boobs on him. She's got a knee in his throat.
Yes, she does.
And he's bent down.
They
and
got
he sees them pulling the taser. He's, wait a minute. There's no need for that. I'm bent down.
Old girl pulls the taser out. She
don't
clicks it
tase me, bro.
She clicks it two times to make sure it's working.
Let me see. Full charge. Go tase
and sticks it in his back.
Now, is it funny for YouTube? Yeah. But seriously, was it necessary? No.
Oh.
Meanwhile, the actual president, they're lynching him in effigy.
Yeah.
They're bringing guns to the White House. This dude went to a speech and got tased.
Dude. The guy who threw the shoe at Bush didn't get tased.
And he was in our... He got the crap beat out of
yes.
him. He got a cock meat sandwich. they are racked. That was in Iraq, Jack. Yeah,
dosed him.
They dosed him. But they didn't dose him there. They took him away dosed him.
Like, even when the military, man, who... The guy they just caught and beat him to the execution, though Fox said they wasn't going to show him beating them to the execution. Gaddafi, when they, you know, Fox said they wasn't going to show them beating them at the execution, right? You know,
he never made it to the execution.
Yeah.
They executed him
all
on
way,
the, on,
yeah,
on
all
Route
the
30.
They got him all. They was
they
was
had him on Route 30 and executed him there.
But that's, I mean, my point is, you have people out here, man, who enjoy violence, and you're hiring them as cops. Now, to me, I believe as a cop, you do have to have a certain mean streak.
No, you've got to have a if you attack me.
Yeah.
You're gonna lose. Don't do this.
Right.
I have no problem with that.
Right.
Don't be the aggressor.
That's my problem.
If the guy is drunk and can barely stand up,
why are you punching
don't
him?
Don't dose
kick?
Him.
Why are you?
I understand if he gets unruly,
but
do
know,
what's
but
necessary
trained,
to calm him
exactly.
down.
Exactly.
But you don't have to dose him.
Yeah.
Now there's the dude hyped up on goofballs
that's
running around
itching.
With testosterone, and yes, dose him. I've got no problem. Dose him. Dose him all you like.
But see, the thing with that is, you like you said, dose that dude because he deserves it. I believe that. But you're trained because I know for a fact that the cops and even people who are trained to guard presidents and all these, you're trained in for a person-by-person basis. You're trained if a drunk dude...
You're supposed to assess the situation.
Exactly. Like you said, if drunk dude comes up to you and takes a swing, you can Nelson him. You know how to
calm
put him...
Calm down.
Right.
Calm down. Cuff him and throw him in the back.
Exactly. Now, the dude... Outside the dude who approached Jack Reacher, yes, you give that
there you
dude.
Go. And anybody, check out the movie Jack Reacher, and you'll see what we're talking about. You can YouTube Jack Reacher,
yeah.
and it'll get right to
Jack
a clip.
Jack Reacher fight scene, just
yes.
like that.
The man is sitting there eating his steak, minding his business. He gets approached by some underage chick messing with him. He blows her off. Two dudes show up and say, what are you doing with my sister? He's like, hey, I'm just sitting here trying to have me steak. That's all I'm trying to do. Dude say, no, I'm whooping your ass. He say, do you want to do this now or can I finish my steak?
Hooting ass.
He say, no, let's go outside.
That is hooting ass.
He say, all right. He gets outside. This is a man who is ex-Marine. No, he's Army.
No, he was a Marine.
No, he was Army.
I thought he was okay.
The other dude at the rifle range was the Marine.
Okay.
But he says, look, and now it's like four dudes. He tells them, you don't have to do this. Let's not go there.
Mm-hmm.
Dude say, I'm about to kick your ass. He said, all right, you've made your choice. He looks at him and says, now remember,
you
asked for this.
Ask for what?
And proceeds to dismount. There are an MMA fighter. I don't like the MMA fighter who likes to get drunk and slug dudes. I like the MMA fighter who will tell you, hey, man, let's not do this.
Because I can hurt you.
Because it's going to be bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
The dude tell you that, he's giving you, if he say, hey, man, it's okay, let me buy you a drink. Take the opening.
Right.
Take the opening.
Right.
Be cool. Take the drink. Hey, you know what? You can talk. Hey, talk smack after. Hey, man, I almost messed you up. He been like, yeah, no, you wasn't. And kept drinking. But you don't have to go there.
Exactly.
That's the point.
That's all we're saying.
So what have we learned?
Cops are bad.
That's what we've learned.
We've learned today. Cops... Hey, whatever it takes to make it hardcore. That's what we've learned today.
That's where we at.
That's what we've learned today.
That's where we at.
Yes, sir. No, I mean, what we've learned today is, man, I feel like a lot of these cops have more power than they deserve, and they definitely have more power than I think they than they deserve. So we'll leave it at that. I think they have a little bit more power than they deserve, and that there is scary to me because they feel like they're above the law, and they shouldn't be.
There you go, and there you have it.
Whatever it takes to make it hardcore.
Don't sweat the technique.
Hey, man,
go.
Fight back. Get it. That's where I'm at, man. Fight back, man.
No, be smart, please.
Listen to Devon.
And that's going to wrap up this show. Next week, we are going to talk about relationships and dealing with the ready-made family. Please join us for that.
Yeah.
And I'll give you 2 cents. I want to thank everybody who gave us a call, the Crush, Lisa Effect, my man from Mississippi.
Craig. Yeah, appreciate the love, man. And he actually shouted us out on the page, man. You guys hit up our Facebook, Instagram, check out our YouTube clips. Man, just tune in. Thank y'all for listening to True Brothers Radio. We love you all. Come back.
There you go. And we're going to let you know that if you're not listening to the True Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace, y'all.
Two fingers.